I Were King. If I Were King. Queensryche, Rock 94 and a Halfway Home from the forthcoming American Soldier CD. And that's coming out, what, March 31st?
March 31st, that's right.
Jeff Tate from Queensryche in the studio, taking a little breather here in Spokane. Nice to have you actually here for a change instead of on the phone.
Yeah.
And all kinds of stuff going on.
Well, this is one of my favorite places to be, actually. I love this area. It's drier than where we live. And you can actually see for a while, you know, see for a distance, which is kind of cool.
Drier, but not less snowier, I think.
That's right. You guys got hit by the big snow this year, too.
Snowmageddon. Huh? I'll tell you what. We got more on the way tonight, too, so be careful. Now, I'm putting a picture up right now of you here in the studio with us to the Jeff Scott's Jock page at rock945.com, so don't mind me at all if you hear that little fake
that irritating noise.
Right, yeah.
I'm used to that from
that by now, yeah. Okay, back to the American Soldier CD here. How did you go about getting these guys to be so forthright with you? I mean, it's a very emotional subject, and you're digging up some possibly painful memories.
Yeah, that's so. The skill I acquired interviewing.
Yeah, now, Jeff Tate, lead for Queensryche and investigative reporter.
That's right, journalist.
Yeah.
Well, actually, it was really tough, and I actually learned a lot making this project. I learned a lot about the military and the people that participate in that. And I learned to have a lot of gratitude and respect for what they do, which I think I was definitely one of the guilty ones that took that for granted, you know, throughout my life. Also, I learned how to interview people. I mean, I've done thousands and thousands of interviews, but from the other side.
Yeah. You
know? And so this time I had to kind of learn how to do it from the other side. And there's an art to it, trying to get people to feel relaxed enough to open up to talk to you, you know?
Yeah.
And
A lot of it's listening, isn't it?
Yeah, a lot of it's listening and then being able to, you know, push the conversation in the direction that you need it to go.
Yeah. And these guys don't have records or albums to sell or books.
No, they're not selling anything. They're just telling you, what's important to them, you know, in their life. Or a story about something that was, you know, big for them, you know, important. So, yeah, it's a whole different kind of dynamic that's going on.
All right, Susan's looking at me funny here. We got to play another track off the CD. Now, we have the advanced cut here, so I'm not even sure what all these songs are, but you were saying that people like the first song on the CD, and you have a preference, and your daughter sings on one of these, too, doesn't
yeah.
she?
Yeah, she does, Emily.
So, what do you think there?
You want to play Sliver, the first one?
Sliver it is. Okay. Queensryche, you're hearing it first on Rock 94 and a Half, American Soldier. Rock 94 and a Halfway Home. Very special edition tonight with Jeff Tate in the studio, and you're checking out the new Queensryche American Soldier. I've got a lot of buds. Crew Chief Mike used to be our traffic reporter. He's currently Sergeant Mike. And every year I go up with the Washington State Pilots Association. We take all the vets from the area for a little flight around the inland northwest.
That's very cool.
Annual veterans flight and picnic. And that video is actually on the website up there. But a lot of those guys really appreciate their privacy. So I don't know if they want you watching it or not, you know?
Yeah.
But they're all great guys. And they have these incredible stories to tell. And Jeff here has turned them into songs. So thank you for your service. If you're a veteran and listening right now, absolutely.
Absolutely.
We're big on that around here. So, Jeff, what else have you been up to? You survived Snowmageddon?
Really? You know, honestly, we've just been finishing up our record. We had the big snow where we live, too, right when we were mixing this record. And it became very challenging to stay on schedule with it because, you know, you couldn't move. You know, we were stuck. You know, we had 4.5 feet of snow at our place.
Oh, my gosh.
Which is crazy, yeah.
Oh, that's not in Seattle, then.
No, we live outside Seattle, east of the... East
wow.
of Seattle.
Well, I think most of us know that feeling. We were home for 2 or 3 days.
Yeah.
I actually had to do my show from my house for a day.
It's kind of cool for the first day.
Yeah.
The second day, the novelty's wearing off. The third day, you're going, okay, I want to get back to normal now. You know, luckily, we didn't lose power.
Oh, yeah.
That's happened to us before.
And if you have kids, once the milk goes bad, you're kind of hooked.
Oh, yeah. So. And then you're hiking through the forest.
Trying to
get supplies, you know. You're back in the pioneer days.
Mudvayne did that on purpose. Came up here to North Idaho and parked away in the mountain studios for 2 months in the middle of the snow to write their album so there'd be no distractions.
That's a cool way of doing it. We've done that before, too. We went to the San Juan Islands, actually, and did that several years ago. And it's actually a really great way to write a record, you know, because you can't leave. And everybody has to be in the same room and, you know, no distractions.
No phones, no bars across the street.
Yeah.
No press hounding you, all that.
Yeah, yeah.
Cool. Good luck on the tour when you finally do get through the area, starting off on the west side, Snoqualmie, and then Roseland, and down through California before you'll be heading back up here sometime.
Yeah.
Hopefully in July or August.
Yeah, I think it's probably going to be on the second leg of the tour because we're heading south and then heading east, and then we're going to finish up, I think, in New York, take a small break, go to Europe, and then we'll be coming back later in the summer.
And any advice for future soldiers or any special words that you have for those that already have served?
Well, I would just say thank you so much for your service, and I, for one, learned quite a bit making this record about gratitude. You know, soldiers, they do what they do for the rest of us. You know, the rest of us get the chance to, you know, live our dreams and follow our goals. And we rest easy at night. We don't worry about people kicking in our door and taking our kids and selling them into slavery. You know, we don't have to worry about that stuff because we have a strong military. And I thank you for that.
Right on, Jeff. Thanks, man.
Get Tesla-fied.
Rock 94.5 welcomes Tesla.
Tuesday, April 7th at the Knitting.